So yesterday we were discussing Kedushas Yerushalayim, actually Kedushas HaMikdash. And Yerushalayim is an extension of the Beis HaMikdash in terms of its Kedusha.
There's an X blinking on there.
Oh, that's...
No,
no,
you got to hit the
button.
Oh, it's a low battery.
Yeah, see that? So we discussed the Kedushas HaMikdash, according to the Rambam, is still intact, just like a Beis HaMikdash was up. However, regarding Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, that Truma Ma'isa Shemitah is only Durabanan, so there isn't the same level of Kedusha. However, it's an independent question. The fact that there's no, or I wouldn't say there's no, that the Kedushas Daraisa for Truma Ma'isa doesn't apply, doesn't necessarily affect the question of whether there's a mitzvah min HaTorah, a mitzvah at all, of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael today. Is the fact that we don't have the same level of Kedushas Haaretz, i.e. regarding Truma, Ma'isa, Shemitah, does that affect the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? Do I say the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is dependent on the Kedushas Haaretz, or do I say there's an independent mitzvah in the irrespective of the Kedushas Haaretz? And that's how most Rishonim learn, that there's a... Whether you have Kedushas Haaretz, whether Truma Ma'isa Shemitah is Daraisa Darabanan is one question, but it doesn't impact on the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And even if you do argue that Truma Ma'isa Shemitah is only Darabanan, nevertheless, the mitzvah would still be intact. So there's a major machlokas Rishonim in terms of whether there is a mitzvah as well. As we pointed out, there's the famous Shita of the Ramban, Nechmanides. The Rambam we'll get to in a minute. That's a major discussion regarding the Rambam Shita, because he doesn't discuss it directly. Even though the Rambam extols all the virtues of living in Eretz Yisrael, quotes the Gemara at the end of Ksuvis, nevertheless he doesn't write anything explicitly on whether there's a biblical obligation today or not. So we'll come to at least three different opinions within what the Shitas HaRambam is. So everyone could follow the Shitas HaRambam, depending on what your view on the Shitas HaRambam is. But what is clear, the Rambam might not be clear, but the Ramban is clear, based on the Pasuk in Parashas Maaseh, V'horashtem osam yishavtem bam, there's clearly a mitzvah min HaTorah, even Bizman Hazeh, of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That's clear according to the Ramban. And what's clear according to the Bali Tosus, at least during their time, whether it still applies today, we'll get to, Rav Chaim HaKohen Tosus at the end of Ksuvis quotes that during his time, he said the mitzvah no longer applies. What does that mean exactly? We'll get to, but the mitzvah no longer applies. Why not? Because of sakanas drachim, the danger of travel. One could argue we don't have that same danger anymore. And as well as the difficulty of the mitzvahs, of fulfilling the mitzvahs atuliyas ba'aretz. And in fact, that's what the Sitz Eliezer wrote in one of his tshuvas, that those two reasons don't apply anymore, as well as the Avnei Nezer. Even the Bali Tosis would agree that perhaps there's a mitzvah bizman hazeh. In fact, what is the language of Tosis? It's very strange. Bizman hazeh, we don't have a mitzvah anymore? What does that mean, we don't have a mitzvah? I thought we have a principle, mitzvahs are eternal. If you have a mitzvah, you have a mitzvah. What do you mean the mitzvah doesn't apply? He should have written, there is a mitzvah today, but I'm an honest. We have a concept in halacha, if you're under duress, if you can't control the situation, so you can't do it, but doesn't take away the fundamental mitzvah. Why didn't he write, there's a mitzvah in HaTorah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, but during my time, unfortunately, we couldn't get there because of the pirates, danger, but why is he saying, what's the language, Bizman HaZeh, there's no mitzvah. So that's what some Achronim point out. Now even Tosis agrees there's a mitzvah Bizman HaZeh. He's referring to, if you look at the context of the Tosfos, it's in the Gemara about whether a spouse could force another spouse to move to the land of Israel. And we assume it works in either direction. Whoever wants to move to Israel, the other spouse could force the other spouse to move there. Potentially, it's grounds for divorce. And what's the reason? Because Israel and Yerushalayim is every Jew's homeland, And Almanas Kain Nasa. It's understood you want to live in your hometown. And since Eretz Yisrael is everyone's hometown, Yerushalayim is every Jew's hometown, so it's understood when you get married, you're going to move back home. So that's what Rav Chaim HaKohen is talking about. That assumption isn't true anymore. When you have a danger of getting there, and you have a difficulty fulfilling the mitzvahs, you can't make that assumption anymore that someone wants to live. So regarding that halacha, he says that doesn't apply. You can't force a spouse to move to Eretz Yisrael under those situations. But regarding, in theory, the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael, I mean, that still applies. Maybe you can't do it, but it doesn't change that the mitzvah still exists. So that's the opinion of the Bali Tosis. And the Rambam, Maimonides, doesn't say explicitly one way or another. So you have a whole gamut of opinions on what the Shitas HaRambam is. So the Megillas Esther, one of the commentators, not what we read on Purim. That's something else. But Megillas Esther, one of the commentators on the Rambam, and he named it after his mommy, who was Esther. Esther didn't write the commentary. And he writes, it's a difficult sheet in the Rambam, but he writes that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael only applies during biblical times and only applies to Yemos HaMashiach. And therefore, in fact, the Satmar Rebbe's cornerstone shita of not taking back Eretz Yisrael by what he claims by force in 1948 onward is based on this Megillas Esther, that there is no mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael until Yemos HaMashiach. And that's how the Megillas Esther learns pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't mention it because Bizman Hazeh, there is no mitzvah. It's difficult for many reasons because the Rambam counts many mitzvahs let's say Truma Maisa could be derived at one time in Darabana now, but he still counts it, it's still Taryag mitzvahs. And secondly, to say we're going to create a new mitzvah during Yemos HaMashiach, that's difficult as well. But either way, that's the sheet of the Megillas Esther, and that's the Satma based sheet on the Megillas Esther, partially. The Divrei Yol has a whole piece on many other reasons, but that's one of his things he bases it on. And one of it is based on the end of the Gemara Ksuvis about the Gimel Shvuas. There was a Sefer Gimel Shvuas, and I thought it was going to be about this topic about living in Israel. It was about the 3 weeks during Yud Zayin Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, which isn't usually, that's called the Ben HaMesarim, really, it should have been called. But either way, that's what his sheet is, that we had no right to take it over by force, and we have to wait till Mashiach to come to retake it. The Meshech Chochma already wrote that when the League of Nations gave it to us in the Balfour Declaration, even if it was true, we didn't take it by force, because it was given to us. So, however you want to explain it, that's right. The Megillas Esther sheet, a difficult sheet, but nevertheless a sheet. Then you have the other Achronim who learned the Rambam hold, it's only a mitzvah midrabanan today. It's only a mitzvah, it's kind of like Kedusha Sa'aretz, that when we have the Beis HaMikdash up, and you have Kedusha Sa'aretz min HaTorah, so then that's when the mitzvah to live in Israel applies min HaTorah. The Rambam agrees it's a mitzvah midrabanan, but it's not a mitzvah min HaTorah. That's the Shita Tzom Achronim. However, the Avnei Nezer, as well as many others, want to say the Rambam is in agreement with the Ramban. The Rambam agrees 100%, even Bizman Hazeh, there's a mitzvah min HaTorah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. There's still so if it's so clear, why didn't the Rambam write it? Why is he quiet on the matter? He talks about a lot of things about Eretz Yisrael, but he doesn't write explicitly anywhere that the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael applies Bizman Hazeh. So the Avnei Nezer suggested a different reason why he leaves it out. Because the Rambam, in his introduction, he tells us all his different rules. Because we know there are 613 mitzvahs, but really there are a lot more. Because many of the commentators count 613 mitzvahs, but they're not the same. So actually there are a lot more than 613. The only question is how many do you count in the Taryag mitzvahs? To the Rambam, and giving one of his principles of which one he counts, what he doesn't count. So one of his rules is, I only count a mitzvah once. If let's say there are two mitzvahs, two different mitzvahs, but they have the same purpose. Let's say it's the same end game. I'm only going to count one. I'm not going to count them as three separate mitzvahs. I'm only going to count it one time. So what mitzvah do we see that the Rambam writes? The Rambam writes that when the Jewish people entered the land of Israel, and the Torah told us to conquer the Zayin Amamim, to conquer the seven nations. So what was the mitzvah? Habeitav Hachreim Tachreim. The mitzvah was to throw out the seven nations, then what? And then come back and live in Toronto, live in L.A., live in New York? No, obviously the mitzvah is, to throw out the Zayin Amamim and then move in. So the Avnei is that the Rambam already counted the mitzvah of every Jew has an obligation to live in Israel and many other places. There's no need for him to write it as a separate, independent mitzvah. And therefore, the Avnei Nezer and the others explain the Rambam, that the Rambam agrees with the Ramban. So on one hand, so you have three possibilities within the Rambam that he holds. There is no mitzvah today, there's a mitzvah midrabanan today, or there's a mitzvah in our Torah today. Within the Bali Tosis, you have those who say even the Bali Tosis agree today. They never argued. They hold Yishev Yisrael does apply. They just are giving pragmatic reasons why you couldn't do it during that time period. So when it's usually brought down, it's brought down as a machlokas between the Ramban and the Bali Tosis. So Rav Moshe Feinstein has an interesting tshuva on the topic. He says we pass on like the Ramban, but he has a different interpretation of what the Ramban is saying. That he agrees that he has a middle opinion. Because according to the simple reading of the Ramban, how most learn the Ramban, there's an absolute obligation for every Jew to live in Eretz Yisrael. Barring, of course, the Gemara lists different things that one is exempt. One has to live a normal life. Wherever you are, the Torah wants you to live a normal and balanced life. So what does a normal and balanced life mean? That means you have to have a parnasa, you have to be able to make a living, you have to find a wife, you have to find a shidduch, and you have to find a rebbe. So for those are three good reasons why you could not be living in Eretz Yisrael. But barring those reasons, according to the Ramban, one would have an absolute obligation to live in Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Moshe says that he agrees that if one... Every Jew who moves to Eretz Yisrael today fulfills the mitzvah min haTorah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. He agrees to that. He just says one does not have an absolute obligation. What he calls a mitzvah kiyumis, and there is different types of mitzvahs. There are mandatory absolute obligations, and there are mitzvah kiyumis where you're not obligated to do. But if you do it, and where is another? What's a famous example? It's from the Vilna Gaon by Pesach. By Pesach, the Torah tells us, Be'erev tochu matzos, that the night of Pesach, and in Chutz La'aretz, the first two nights of Pesach, we have an obligation to eat matzah. There's no getting out of it. You have to eat matzah. On the other hand, the Torah tells us, Shiva shamim tochu matzah, 7 days you'll eat matzah. So which one is it? Is it 7 days I'm obligated to eat matzah, or just the first day I have to eat matzah? So the Vilna Gaon explains is that the first night or the first two nights, that's mandatory. It's an absolute obligation. You have to eat matzah. That's part of the obligation of the Seder night. The rest of Pesach, if you want to have a meal, if you want to have bread, if you want to have matzah, so then you get a kiyum mitzvah min haTorah. That's why people are makbid to have shmura matzah the whole Pesach. Because according to the Vilna Gaon, so all 7 days, every time you have a kezayis or matzah, you get a kiyam ha-mitzvah of eating matzah. And others, other are machmer for a different reason, because some hold the shitas ha-rambam is that you have to eat shmura matzah the whole Pesach. So whether you're a brisker and eating shmura matzah because you think you have to because of the shitas ha-rambam, or you're eating shmura matzah because of the gra, that's why many people, again, you can get into what's considered Shmura Matzah, what isn't?
Just, I think that there's an overarching concept here that the Rambam and the Ramban are discussing with two hashkafas on the subject. The Rambam is really taking a total view of Torah mitzvahs. On that basis, the question is, where the totality can be best observed. On that basis, you have already the machlokas, for the simple reason that in Eretz Yisrael, you have, first of all, a negative, that they were not yet prepared for all the mitzvahs, and you have a positive of Yishuv. But the question is even deeper. If, according to the Ramban, that is not the issue, because the overarching mitzvah is Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, that's the overarching mitzvah. According to the Ramban, no, the overarching mitzvah is Torah Shelema. On that basis, then you can have the Chachmei Tosfos, who say there's a danger that you won't be observing anything. So it all falls into that totality. Now, comes the Babaji Rebbe and says, listen, it's where you're going to achieve a total impact. And therefore, the total impact, so Am Yisrael should be observing more mitzvahs. If you're going to do it in this place, or in Eretz Yisrael, that becomes so. The real Nekuda, is the question, the overarching concept of Torah mitzvahs, and not a specific. And the specific is where I think you have already, you know,
the whole gamma, yeah. That's in terms of, you have to weigh the big, that's what, in terms of, like, you know.
The closest that comes to my pshat is the Avnei Nezer.
No, right, and so, yeah, but that's what, you know, that's what they point out, you know, in terms of, you know, the briskers, for them, you know, their Torah, you know, 7-7, they switch it. That's what Rav Yochanan, he was saying, what's the center now? Is there,
exactly.
Is there, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.